This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for January 12th. I'm Paul Plack. The number of people fatally injured in a Boeing 727 accident in northwestern Iran Sunday evening has now risen to 77. SAFE has filed comments with the FAA in support of requiring an instrument rating for air medical helicopter pilots, but against a hard requirement for HTOS on all air medical helicopter flights. The Commemorative Air Force announced this week that Western National Bank will return as the exclusive presenting sponsor for the next 5 years of its air show. The U.S. Department of Transportation's Aviation Enforcement Office has provided guidance to airlines and ticket agents about the requirement for notifying passengers when a flight they're selling is being operated under a code share agreement. Experts say it's pretty obvious that photos and videos of China's J-20 stealth fighter have been leaked intentionally ahead of an official visit by U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates. NASA's Kepler mission has confirmed the discovery of its first rocky planet named Kepler-10b. The FAA has awarded an STC to Cubcrafters for its new 3x3 landing gear. It's available as a modification for all PA-18 Super Cubs and addresses nose heaviness. Air medical transportation company Angel Medflight Worldwide Air Ambulance has promoted Rostislav Rusty Valko to Chief Operations Officer with responsibility over company-wide operations. And runway 18 right, 36 left at Tampa International Airport will reopen tomorrow as 19 right, 1 left, at least until the North Pole shifts again. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, John Rusek of Swift Enterprises tells ANN's Jim Campbell that Swift Fuel, a replacement for 100 Low Lead, could be showing up at airports by the end of 2012. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.